The Inbox.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do. You know who it is. It's your boy, Feral Mo.
And JT.
And it's the Inbox, man. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good, man. I feel like I ain't seen you in a while. Well, I felt like it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. You know, I mean, I guess
a couple weeks.
I apologize. I was out in South Carolina.
Okay.
Actually, I was like, it was weird. It was cool. It was cool as shit, though. Like, I was like on the border of North and South Carolina.
So you're like right north of Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, yeah. Myrtle Beach was like a grip from where I was at. Like, literally, it was like
Cherry Grove.
They had like Chester and a bunch of other places.
I was Were you on the beach?
No.
Okay.
I was actually a suburb of Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool as shit, though. Like,
nice. What the hell was you doing out there?
Oh, I was just chilling, visiting some people.
Okay.
You know, had a, you know, just get out the way. You know,
that's
just
nice
for a nice extended weekend, you know, just had to. But Easter was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
How was your Easter?
My Easter was great, man. My daughter had a blast.
Oh, yeah?
All she kept talking about was the Easter egg hunt.
Man.
So she couldn't wait. She said, I'm going to get all the eggs. She's three. So she had a blast. She got all the eggs.
Yeah.
She got all the eggs, and then she tried to eat all the candy.
Yeah, that was my six-year-old yesterday. He tried to eat all the candy. He got a lot of candy, man.
Yeah.
Way more than what I probably would have got on Easter, and a hell of a lot more candy than he probably would have got on fucking Halloween.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of candy. A lot of shit.
So we go to my in-laws, my wife and my sister-in-law, stuffed a whole bunch of eggs last week for all the kids. There's like 6 or 7 kids there.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had the egg hunt, and they had a whole fucking laundry basket full of eggs for the egg hunt for 7 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, crazy. So, needless to say, we had fucking like had shopping bags full of eggs and all kinds of candy just for my 3-year-old. So plus she got a basket at home, she got a basket at her grandma's,
mm-hmm.
my in-laws, she got a basket from my brother and sister-in-law, and she got a basket from my mom and dad. So yeah, she got too much shit.
Too much candy.
Too much shit.
Yeah, man. That's how I feel. So yesterday I had to make my kids, you know, they gotta give me that tax.
Yeah. The dad tax.
I need that tax. Let me go through y'all's.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, let me go through y'all's baskets, see what good candy y'all got so I can take over. Let me take this over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they had to go
take all the
that.
Good shit out first.
Took it all, man. Took it all. Yeah, man. But
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody. You know, I you know what, this may be for another discussion, but I despise pagan holidays. Very, very much so. I just do it for my kids. Like, yeah, but, you know, Easter and Christmas, you know, I really don't give a fuck about. I'm sorry. And please, I'm not an atheist or nothing like that. I just don't believe in all that shit. But that's for a whole nother discussion.
Hey, man.
Let's just say I have been heavily enlightened. And okay. I'll just leave it at that, you know.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. But yeah, fuck all that. Anywho, let's get to the word of the day. So, when I was coming up with this word of the day, I kind of wanted to keep it real, I guess, 2020-ish. And I still sometimes...
Keep it under 30.
Yeah, yeah. So I still sometimes get confused with, you know, how these kids use these definitions and words that they come up with. And
one's an easy one.
It is, but like, I don't know. I just don't like, it just don't Fit. I don't know. I don't
you ever
know.
Watch Kai Cenat?
No.
His YouTube channel?
No.
He's one of the biggest.
The biggest. Yeah. I never watched
He's the one that was really going hard with this. So, pause.
Yeah. Well, the word of the day, guys, ladies and gentlemen, it's Riz. You may have heard your kids, grandkids, or, I don't know, any other kids say this word. And the word Riz, you know, simply putting it, is short for charisma. And it simply means an ability to charm or woo a person. The term found its way into teen slang through TikTok and other social media. Riz isn't being hot, though that can be part of it.
Charisma, Riz.
Riz.
Yeah, Riz.
Hey.
You Rizzed her up.
I guess
you
so.
If we're in the club right now, and you're like, I'm going to be back, I'm going to go holler at this chick, and you come back and you got her number,
mm-hmm.
You Rizzed her up. That's Riz.
I mean, I prefer the
top tier Riz.
I mean, I guess so.
It's like swag almost.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I don't know if it's all like that. I don't know.
Use it a lot like they used to use swag. Yeah. That's what I mean. But yeah, Riz.
Sounds too much like jizz to me. I don't know. Pause.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
I mean, that's because we're
old.
A little older. Yeah. Older than the generation who likes this.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm getting fucking old. I don't know.
He taught a Riz class on one of his YouTube streams.
That shit
was funny as hell.
Yeah, I would say so. He's a funny looking motherfucker. So
he's a funny dude.
So for him to have a Riz, what? Oh my gosh, I wonder what that was like.
He had
a fucking Riz class.
He had dudes sitting at them school desks, and he brought chicks in, and they would practice spitting game.
Hmm.
He was teaching them how to spit game.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah,
I would. Never mind.
He's the Riz King.
Shout out to Kasanak.
Shout out to Kat.
Man. But
yeah, Tiana. He be having Tiana Trump on there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it changes the story a little bit, don't it?
It changes
things, don't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because if I had Tiana Trump on my show.
That changes everything.
She'd be making some sound effects for me. Among some other things.
And if you don't know who she is,
Google her.
And you're above 18, Google.
Yeah.
If you're under 18, earmuff it.
Yeah, she frequents Pornhub and X-Hamster and all, you know, all those various sites.
Would you Riz her?
I'd jizz her.
But you'd have to Riz her first to be able to jizz her.
I mean, I guess I'll do both. I'll Riz her with some jizz. Oh, fuck, man. Well, speaking of
pause. Riz, you can't say those two words next to each other in these times.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what?
It's crazy times.
Before we get into Rizzin' and Jizzin', let's get into something else, man. Did you hear that new Metro and Future with that?
Yeah, K-Dot? Man. So,
how do you feel about that?
Do you want
that?
Me to start or do you want to start?
I want you to start.
All right. So, first, when I first heard it, I thought it was AI.
I could see that.
Just because he was like so hype coming. Like, and then I'm like, well, I mean, he's dissing, but for Kendrick, I would assume Kendrick would just go direct, a little more direct if he was. But I guess Drake and J. Cole have been taking shots at him.
Taking shots.
Like subliminals, and I didn't really know that. But the one thing I saw somebody post on social media that kind of made me look at this situation and be like, come on, man. They posted that, and I think they tagged you in it, or you were on the comment.
I might have been.
That Drake and Future are beefing over a chick because Drake was pillow talking. So my question is, why does it necessarily have to be Drake who is pillow talking? Because in my eyes, if Future's the one who's upset right now, ain't he the one that's right? That's butthurt over the girl? So they're pillow talking. And Drake stole your girl, but I don't even know if they're beefing or why they're beefing or whatever.
But here's the crazy thing.
I was like, come on, why does it got to be Drake that was pillow talking? But two men are beefing over a chick.
But see, here's the crazy thing about that. See, this is where you. This is how I know these hoes ain't loyal. See, because the chick came out.
But is that why they're really beefing?
No, the chick came out. She said the chick said they're not beefing about me. She's like her.
Beefing she, about another chick.
She said her and her man are sitting there laughing.
Her and her man.
Yeah. Right. Right. That. So that just makes this. So if that is the case, that just makes this situation even more lamer.
Her and her man.
Her and her man.
Yeah. So she rizzed her man so that she could be with Future and Drake. They got rizzed.
Dog.
Shout out to her for dog,
what is that saying about today's society?
Shout out to her for being a champion of how these new generation of women are acting.
God damn. I could not have my woman. It's like a thing.
It's a thing to be fucking scandalous. It's a thing to be a thought now. Like, that's in. You gotta blame your sexy reds. You gotta blame your Sukianas, your sexy reds for that. I mean, it happened. It was happening before. But.
I mean, yeah, but they're making it like acceptable to be.
It's the new thing. It's the new fad. Yeah. Like, it's the new thing.
And I hate to sound not so acceptable vulgar about it. It's but, been I mean, acceptable. But we all know it's true.
It's been acceptable. Now it's like the thing to be. Like, that's earning your stripes. That's like it's college educated. Nah. Thought, yeah.
Yeah. Thoughty.
That's crazy. I mean, they get rich off of it, so.
I mean, fuck.
But it seems like they enjoy it more than the money.
You might as well be a fucking prostitute.
It is prostitution.
Yeah, you might as well. All
right, so the next rapper who blows up gets the finest Instagram model and buys her a Birkin bag, and he flies her out. What is that?
It's like prostitution.
That's prostitution.
Yeah, it's prostitution. So. And it's trafficking.
Gilbert Arenas just, I don't know if you saw that, he just gave knowledge to these ladies on how to make fucking 300 or 200,000 a year tricking.
I mean,
he said these NBA players, NBA players, they'll pay you like 10K a month just to be available when they want you.
Mm-hmm.
You get three or four of them. There you go.
Yeah.
300,000.
That's crazy. But it's so true.
It's the truth.
I couldn't do it. Cause like if I'm that nigga, if I'm rich and successful and everybody's looking at me like that, I'm not paying you to come fuck with me. All I'm going to do is
if you're a basketball superstar and you're making $30 million a year, what's 10K?
Nah.
In a flight the weekend. What's 10K in a flight for the
you'll
weekend?
You'll get the flight and car service.
I mean, for them.
And I got your food.
They're only in town for the night.
Right.
Then they got to fly to the next city.
Hey, you're out. You're gone.
Get somebody you trust.
Yeah.
You know, fly them out.
Exactly.
10K. All it costs is a Birkin bag.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. I need that. I don't know. I need that one because these chicks is too scandalous,
even the older ones who are seasoned.
Man.
Are getting these young dudes. Drea. Is that her name? Drea?
Yeah.
Who just got Jalen Green?
Oh, dog. She got him.
Yeah.
Dog, did you hear what
she
said?
She said she don't want to have a future with him.
Right.
After she had his baby.
I'd be like, bitch.
He just got to the league 2 years ago.
Bro, she
he been in the league long enough for her to have a baby.
She hit him up bad, and the baby's not even here yet. Oh, and
I thought they had to.
No, that baby ain't even here yet.
Should he have to pay child support after that statement?
Dog, yeah, he's going
to. I mean, he's going to have to.
He's going to have to.
But I just think it's fucked up.
But at the same time.
Look at Zion.
I heard a dude got other chicks pregnant too.
At the same time, right now. So, I mean.
So.
That money ain't going to last forever, bro.
Dog, it's not going to last forever.
So.
Yeah, dog, you might as well put at least. Dog, you might as well set some money to the side so you don't have to worry about
that,
bro.
I mean, that child support's going to be through the roof.
Yeah.
And every time he gets a new contract, that's just going
to
go up.
Dog, you might as well put 20
million
to the side.
You've been on paperwork. I've been on paperwork. You know.
Yeah, put that money to the side now because it's going to hurt you. Right. At all. And that'd be.
Man, that shit was taking 50% or more of my salary.
Yeah. Dog, I'm just
saying. So taxes came out, and then they took 50% of what was left.
Right.
So that so I had like 30% of my paycheck every fuck, man.
I'm just now to the point where like
you can breathe.
I barely miss it.
Yeah.
Like that, and that's crazy.
So on one hand, I was fortunate enough to be able to pay the amount I was paying, so I felt blessed that I was in that position. But on the other hand, I'm how am I supposed to survive?
Yeah,
on my own, it's hard. And then take care of them when they're with me too.
Right.
And I mean, it ain't like I was paying. To me, I was paying a lot because I know what I make, but. Mm-hmm. I ain't paying to them, nothing compared to those.
Yeah, to them.
It's and it's never enough. And then sports come. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. They need cleats. They need gloves. They need uniforms. They need all that. And for some reason, there ain't no money to get that from the child support ever. And the week before it's due, they need it. But they done known for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's dog.
Kids calling you dad. If I don't have this money for this uniform, I can't play.
Hey,
son. You know how hard that
man,
is,
man. Let me shut up.
We got off topic. I digress. Is what they say.
Let me get back to this Kendrick and all that, man. But
so yeah, I thought it was AI off rip. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it again. I'm like, all right, so I guess it's real. But then I was like, well. I saw Drake post something and like cross out Metro Boomin's name on a post before mm-hmm. for like a song he did. And then I'm like, well, why are these dudes even beefing? Like, why is him and Future beefing? But then I also heard the story about Future was mad that Drake did albums with 21 Savage. So it kind of like discredits his album that he did with him. So I'm like, come on, man. Like,
bunch of bullshit.
I don't know. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes, though? Yeah, what's your thoughts?
Well,
because I know how you feel about Drake, so.
You know what? This is everything that I needed to hear to confirm everything that I think about Drake. So, yes, I love Kendrick. I mean, I love Cole. Dope. I'm expecting that nigga to come back here real soon.
But Drake, I think it was too subliminal for them to even care.
No, I don't. I don't think so. Because this isn't the first time that Drake threw darts at Drake. That Kendrick. threw darts at Drake. You know what I'm saying? This is not the first time. And people have missed that one.
I missed them all.
That's subliminal.
Apparently.
However, but you got to think, Kendrick is the only dude that I know that pretty much dissed every rapper and the dude whose song he was on his own shit. And I mean, nobody really said nothing. Nobody responded. Nothing.
Because they can't fuck with him lyrically.
Yeah.
Or does he? Or do they know he knows too much?
I mean, that too. But I don't think they can fuck with him.
I don't see J. Cole being nervous.
No, I don't think J. Cole. I don't think J. Cole's nervous. I think he's waiting for the right time because that's really the one. So
I mean, J. Cole, we know how lyrical J. Cole is.
So
Drake can hold his own in a battle.
He can, but I don't think he's that.
We know how J. Cole is.
I don't think I think people give Drake too much credit than he deserves. Point being, here's my point. I can't name a Drake album that's like a certified stamper classic hip hop album. I can't. I honestly can't. Because
he does a mixture of hip-hop and R&B anyways.
Right. So, but even with that being said.
And we talked about that before.
Yeah, but even with that being said, like, I just can't.
He sells records.
Yeah, but.
More than anybody. For true hip-hop heads, he's not the one. True hip-hop heads, he's not the one. But he's not a true hip-hop artist. He does.
But he's out here trying to get his shit off like one. You know what I mean? And when he gets exposed by the real ones, you know, he kind of tucks his tail. He got one off on Meek Mill, but I don't know. Meek Mill's kind of running around here like a little bitch right now.
Well,
so
I mean,
I'm not counting that one. That's a freebie to me.
I mean,
now
shit,
when it came to Pusha,
I mean Pusha. So here's how I feel about that. I feel like there's no rules to war, but I mean,
he got
the way he got the intel was kind of fucked up. But once you get the information, use it as you see fit. So I felt like Drake did all right in that battle until Pusha then. Exposed that he had a son he ain't talk about yet. Then there ain't nothing you can say after that. So Drake was doing all right. I mean, Drake was doing all right, but then there was some shit he didn't want to come out to the world.
Yeah.
And
I don't think
Pusha went there.
I just don't think he could fuck with
Pusha. I don't know if you've seen him in recent interviews.
Who, Pusha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You should watch some.
I like Pusha, man. I do. I fuck with Pusha. But yeah, Drake, man. Drake is. All this just proved to me Drake is not what everybody thinks he is. He's a pop artist. He's a good one.
I agree that he is.
He's not the guy.
He's kind of like Taylor Swift in a sense that she was a country artist doing pop music.
Taylor Swift to me is better than Drake.
What I'm saying is she was a country artist. Mm-hmm. And she got kicked out of country because she was doing pop music. Whereas he's like an R&B artist who raps.
He raps.
But he's classified as a rapper, in my opinion. And I like Drake's music.
That's fair.
I really do. But I don't think he's just a pure hip-hop artist. Can he rap? Yeah. Can he do like R&B style music? Absolutely.
Right.
And to me, what most Def said about him wasn't even a dig.
Yeah, I don't think it was either.
That's the truth. I mean, he crosses all genres. Like, everybody loves Drake's music. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was a dig. It came off like that. But if my shit was playing in Target, you know how much money you're getting paid if your music's synced through Target? Now if he wants to claim that he's a pure rapper, then okay, that's a shot. But I don't think he's just a pure rapper. And I like Drake.
Yeah, Drake, yeah, I don't know. He got, to me.
And I like all parties involved, so this is kind of fucked up for me.
Right. To me, I don't know. To me, I just feel like Drake has so much more to prove to me. I don't know. I mean, I believe he is dope. Don't get me wrong.
What does he have to prove if he's not?
He makes great songs.
If he's not a pure hip-hop artist, what does he have to
prove?
He's
not built like a real rap. He's not built like the rapper I'm used to. He's not that. He's not a.
That's the best way you can put it.
He's not even a Nelly.
That's the best way you can put it.
Yeah, he's not even a Nelly to me. Dog, he's not even a Nelly to me. I feel like Nelly got better albums than Drake. Honestly, I really do.
Go back and listen to him. The music is not better. You liked it better. I vibe to it, but the music isn't better.
I feel like the music's better.
It's not. I really like.
I feel like the music and the bars. Well, nah, I ain't gonna say that.
Come on, nah.
I ain't gonna hate like that.
Now you're
wild. I'm not gonna be delusional. Now
you're wild. Yeah, your hate that overtook your common sense.
Yeah, I won't do that. Yeah. But you know,
I know what you mean.
Oh, damn. Man, yeah, man. I'm glad Tawn Green is in here because I think it would be going off right now.
To be honest, I don't even think he'll entertain the conversation with you anymore about it. It's like when we talk about like LeBron and Jordan and Curry and all them, like he'll post shit all the time, like talking shit about LeBron. But I won't entertain those conversations with him. I never comment on them posts.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm not entertaining. I'm not giving you that satisfaction. Because nigga, I was with you in LA at the Staples Center, well, crypto.com, and LeBron was 10 feet away from us, and you were speechless, smiling ear to ear, in shock, because you saw the GOAT.
Oh, I would have tried to get that nigga's attention. He saw the GOAT.
He's sitting there like this. Yeah, ear to ear. And he'll tell you, he'll admit it. He was stunned. As a matter of fact, he just told a story last week.
You know what? I probably would have been stunned too, because for real, whenever I seen Jay-Z, because Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I seen him in concert in Pittsburgh, I ain't going to say I was 10 feet, but.
We weren't 10 feet either.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Close enough. close enough to know.
I was just sitting there just thinking, I don't know what I would say. Even if I had the chance, what would I say to him? Mm-hmm. What would I even begin to ask him? I don't know.
I think now
he'd probably get me the fuck out the way because I'd be like,
And you don't have that, those type of people don't have that much time to wait.
Right.
But I think now though, you would handle it different. Because you've been
I would get it started enough things. to
well, no, you've just it. Experienced more life, and like you do the radio show, like you're up on industry knowledge and everything that's going on in the world of music and all that. I feel like you would just realize that he's still a person, and you would just treat him as such.
Right. Yeah.
And then later you'd be like, well, fuck, I met Jay-Z.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Smoking a blunt, I'm like, damn, I just met Hove.
Like, damn, I could feel the money.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I could feel the money in his presence.
Oh, sometimes I feel like that now, but then I'm like.
But they're still regular people.
Right, they are. They are still regular. That's one thing people got to realize that I just realized, like, a couple years ago. These people are actually they're regular. They just got a cool fucking job.
Yep.
That's all. They just got a cool fucking job.
Yep.
You know? But so you you're somebody of a certain age. And you know, back when we were younger, I think we had a good privilege of having one of the last best childhoods.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know, I don't think people
had this conversation with my wife.
I don't think people had best, childhoods had the way we shit. Did growing
so
up.
So much so that our generation will not let the new generation do new shit. They have to revise all the shit that we did. Like all the pop artists and boy bands and R&B singers are coming back. All the movies are being remade. The music is being redone. Well, we did that too, but
right, but yeah, not the way it is now.
Yeah, everything's being redone.
Right, and you know,
iconic that, shit.
Yeah, and all I could think about is cause so I was a big, you know, Saturday morning cartoons and He-Man, Thundercats, all that shit,
Gummy Bears and shit,
all of it,
DuckTales,
Fraggle Rock.
All that.
Everything. G.I. Joe's.
Jetsons.
And then
Smurfs.
And then, you know,
Snorkel.
I get, you know, I remember watching a show called Eureka's Castle. And there was another one back in the day. But it's when they first introduced the slime. I can't remember the name of the show, but they first introduced the slime.
You can't do that on television.
That was the shit. Yeah.
So hold on, bro. I gotta let you finish because I got a lot to say. I gotta let you finish. I'm sorry.
So I remember that being on TV, and I used to have that shit on all day.
That
I used to watch
never went
that
off.
Channel never went off. It never ever went off. And then, you know, got a little older. Then Rugrats came out.
Dun, 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 dun,
you know,
dun,
Doug. Dun, 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 all that. Yeah. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, Real Pete Monsters, and Pete and Pete.
Salute Your Shorts.
All these good shows.
Yo, Nickelodeon was the fucking shit.
Was the
bro.
Shit, bro. For a good solid maybe longer. For a long time, I had Nickelodeon
24/7.
On that shit.
There's something on
24/7.
And even as an adult raising young kids, they would put like Roseanne on. Fucking Fresh Prince on late at night. Nick at Night. Yo.
Back then, there was what? Anna Green Gabriels and fucking I Dream a Genie and other shit like that. Back in the day. But now, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on now. I know once I got to a certain age, I stopped watching that shit. I was too busy watching the chicks on Nickelodeon's ass and not the show. So I fast forward saying all that, you know, that you got your iCarlys.
That's a great segue to what's actually
going on. You know, you got your iCarlys, your Amanda Bynes,
Amanda,
you know, your You're Victoria Justice. She's bad though. She's so bad. Victoria Justice. Ooh, you got her.
Sam and Kat.
Ariana Grande, boy. You have all these in the Drake Bell guy. You know, you got all these people.
Yeah, Drake and Josh.
All these people. And not to mention all that, Keenan, Kel, all these people have came out or have knowledge about some of the sick fucking predator shit that's been going on here at Nickelodeon. You know what? Let me see what I got. I got something.
So this whole industry
is a bunch of freaks, cuz.
And now their parents were there.
Their parents were there. It's fucked up.
Child labor laws and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That show, man, that Nickelodeon show that came out, we watched it. We watched all the episodes.
Oh, yeah?
And now after watching it, I'm thinking, like, this was, I kind of feel like it was centered around trying to clear Drake's name.
It could
because,
be.
Because, you know, they had a scandal.
Yeah, they thought recently. He was on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Which he may or may not have done, but, you know, I think.
But he was abused, though, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, but the dude that they focused it on in the beginning, the creator of all these shows, just seems like he was a fucking dick. And he treated people bad.
He was a Harvey Weinstein.
But he wasn't really doing no, like, I mean, he was making people give him massages, but he. There's no allegations of him sexually assaulting people.
True.
He just treated people like shit.
Yeah. Here, I got some. Let me.
Because he ain't getting arrested for nothing. There's no charges against him at all. Yeah. And he made statements. So.
Yeah.
He just overworked these fucking kids
on the couch where I would usually sleep. And I woke up to him. I opened my eyes. I woke up and he was
sucking your dick.
And
I think he said sexually assaulted me.
I froze and was in complete shock and had no idea what to do or how to react. You know, he's so apologetic. Oh, this will never happen again. I'm so sorry. You know, that I don't know what got into me and I crossed the line this will never happen again. And well, he figured out how to convince my mom and everyone around to have me, you know, anytime I would have an audition or anytime I needed to work on dialogue or anything. I somehow ended up back at Brian's house. I really don't know how to elaborate on that on camera, really.
There ain't really nothing.
Why don't you...
So here's the thing with that. First off, that's the first time he was saying that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's got to be hard. That's got to be hard. To say that out loud, that you've been sexually assaulted. But then on top of that, there's the stigma of, for men, about being gay, and it's wrong and it's taboo.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now you got to also admit that a man violated you.
Violated you, right.
You know what I'm saying? And you were a kid. So that's tough. And to do it on camera for the whole world to see, that's crazy. So I can't imagine dealing with that. And then now having to retell it.
Does he even play on anything anymore? Like, is he on any shows or anything?
I think
he lost
a lot of shit after he had that scandal. Well, he had the scandal.
Oh, yeah, like you was just
with
saying.
The underage girl.
Right.
He was allegedly, like, trying to groom her or whatever. Through the court documents, I don't think he ever physically did anything to her.
Mm-hmm.
He might have kissed her. I don't know. But I don't know the whole story, so I'm not going to, like, you know what I mean, slander him or anything, but there was a court case out there with him allegedly messing with a teenage girl, like 14 or something. So I kind of felt like that's what the story was starting to focus on at the end, to like clear his name. Like, he went through this trauma, so give him a pass for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how, like, the last couple of episodes, that's how it focused. But I don't know, man. It's a fucked up situation. But like he said, He found a way to convince my mom to make it so that he ended up every night at Brian's house. Like, how are the parents not being extra vigilant about this shit? I mean, because you trust people.
They don't know, because they don't know, and they're probably giving them some money, not knowing right. what the money's
You don't
want to
ruin your child's
whatever.
Opportunity.
So, you know, it pushes the kids even more. Go do it. Not knowing. Hey, they just because
the kids ain't coming back and telling them. The kids ain't coming back and telling them what's happening, mm-hmm. so they don't even know.
Right.
But like, I'm not letting my kids go stay with a grown man.
No,
I'm just not doing that.
I don't care if
my kids barely slept over places, unless I like knew the parents, and I still didn't feel that comfortable about it.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't care if my son is with.
I always wonder why my parents wouldn't let me sleep over places.
Well, right. Yeah. I get it now. I get it.
And being black, you know, white friends staying over their house. I never thought of it like that. You don't think of it as a kid, but I'm sure my parents were thinking of that.
Oh, yeah. And you know,
I never even thought of it.
Thought about it until now. I got another excerpt. From the thing.
Wardrobe fittings, he always had to be in them. And yeah. So thank God there was a curtain, but he was literally on a chair right outside of the curtain. And I remember I had to wear very short skirts.
These were your character's skirts?
Yes. He would sit in the chair and I would come out, I would do a spin, and then he would look at the wardrobe artist and say, "Can I have the Polaroids?"
What? Pervert ass.
I just got like a full body chill. It's bad.
Who was that?
That was one of the chicks that was on one of the shows on Nickelodeon. I want to say Zoe 101.
Okay, I remember. All right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, like that's
yeah, man.
I don't even feel comfortable like so like people that I know that mm-hmm. are, you know, our age, with like their kids that are grown. You know what I'm saying? Their kids have turned grown. Even though I've known their kids since they were like babies pretty much. And now they're grown, like 21 or older.
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird looking at them. And they're grown.
They're adults. Because you've known them since they were kids.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So like, I just don't understand the logic of how.
Well, people are sick, clearly. I don't think a normal person
thinks like that.
A normal person doesn't want to be attracted to these kids. Like, I don't think that happens like that. Something's off. Now, it's one thing if you don't know. If, like, you know, going to the club, you're in your early 20s. There's underage people in there sometimes sneaking in.
Mm-hmm.
You see a girl, she might be 17. She looks like she's 21, 22, and you don't know, whatever. That's one thing.
Right.
But then you find out she's 17, you don't fucking talk to her.
But even it's another then, thing. Even
it's
if
another
you
thing
don't
to be
know, though.
A fucking full grown adult working with kids.
And you fucking with them.
You're preying on them. That's fucked up.
Dog, and this is what I don't get, because it happens currently, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say the adults and minors are well aware of this. You know what I mean? Like, as a I'll take fucking back when I was in high school. The chicks that were fucking with the older dudes well aware fucking with an
and
older
you know
dude.
It happens a lot in the black community, and people don't talk about it.
It happens a lot in the black community. Yeah. It happens. Actually, I think it's happening a lot, period.
It's happening a lot, period, but.
But yeah, yeah, man. And it's like, it's like this shit happens, but how do you condone, like, it's like you condone it and then shun it at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like, there's a lot, just like, you know, there's a lot of chicks I know that was fucking with older guys.
Yeah. We're 16, 17 and they got 25-year-old boyfriends driving around. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. And like, man,
it happened.
Wow. Yeah, it does happen. It does happen.
I mean, teachers fuck kids too.
You know, I wish I was one of them.
See, and that's the thing. I was one of them. All right, so let's not leave this topic. Well, this will kind of help segue into the other one. But, like, I saw this video the other day of Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, a teenager coming up through winning awards and all that stuff. And, like, all the shit that was happening to him that we laughed off and thought it was, like, just a joke.
Right, but it's like real shit.
One of the adult women on stage just grabbed him and just kissed him, and he's like, "Whoa, like I feel violated," and like kind of chuckled it off, and the whole crowd's laughing. He was like 15, and I think it was Pink that did it.
Yeah,
I think
it was Pink. My dick would have got hard. I've been trying to dog for real. If I think about it, if I'm Justin Bieber at that age, and that's not something that I'm used to, and she's a grown woman. She's Pink at this time. She got a name, and she did that to me, and I'm that age, and I'm not used to that. My whole mind frame is fucked up.
That's not where I'm going with it. This is where I'm going with it. Turn the pages. Mm. Turn it and say that's young Ariana Grande, young Miley Cyrus, young whoever.
And old John Travolta or something.
Right?
They're going to be looking at that nigga funny.
Or R. Kelly.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? And they just grabs her and kisses her.
Yeah, niggas going to be talking.
And then she's like, "Oh, I felt violated." Everybody in the crowd ain't going to laugh then.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there was like five or six clips in that video I saw of shit like that happening. He was 15 doing a interview with a news person or a radio person. And she's asking him about, like, his sex life. And he's like, "Why are you asking a 15-year-old boy about his sex life?"
It's true, bro.
Like, what the fuck? A grown-ass adult?
No, he's probably fucked. Justin Bieber's probably fucked up. Think about
it. Think like that's fucked up right now. Now, flip the script. Let that be a fucking grown-ass man interviewing a teenage girl and asking her about her sex life. He's going straight to jail. Because people look at it different. It's a double standard when the roles are reversed. Now, women got it bad all the time.
All the time.
So, yes, we should be protecting these women. But, like, it's still fucked up. Like, don't forget, they're still kids, man. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
It's fucked up, man. Yeah, I can't. See, and it's such a very, very extremely floss type thin line, because at a certain age as a kid, because even if you're 18 years old, I still consider you a kid, even though you're legally an adult.
Mm-hmm. You can't drink,
can't do shit,
but you can fight for your country though.
That's it.
You can die for your country, but you can't drink.
Your frontal lobe is not fully developed.
Can't even buy cigarettes now.
Yeah,
or vapes. You gotta be 21.
Like, man.
Yeah, man.
It's fucked up. It's fucked
up. So let's segue from the Justin Bieber straight into the next topic.
Man, so everybody's this one's difficult. So everybody's away, you know, we have touched on this before.
You realize everything we're talking about now is shit that we've had in our lives. We grew up all this shit.
In real time. We've seen it happen in real fucking time. That's crazy. Oh, that's fucking crazy. So, if you guys don't know what we're about to get into, I'm about to catch y'all up to speed real quick. Hold on. Y'all give me a second. We're going to do something.
Make sure your Pornhub don't start playing automatically.
Oh, man. Yeah. Let me not do that.
Turn your Bluetooth off.
Right now, we in a jet.
We are on our way, and we bring them nothing but love and positive vibes.
Just in Shreveport news, Puff Daddy's homes have just been raided by the feds. But it appears that Diddy is on his private jet, leaving his kids behind.
Wow, they be left his kids and all. Man, them allegations must be true type shit.
I've been saying this the entire time.
Like, did he do it? I know you lying. Diddy calling you 50.
Pause. Please, please, God told me to ask y'all for help. I need your help. I can't do it alone. I'm overwhelmed. I'm crazy.
Everything that you know is a lie. We wasn't messing with nobody.
You gotta tell him no.
Hey, ask him, did he knock off Tupac?
I'm doing God's work.
And we all guilty of it.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I just had a 3.5-hour cry.
What the fuck is the matter with this nigga?
Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping. I like that.
This is a prepaid collect call from
Brother Lush. Come show some love.
Man. Love is in the building. Take that.
Well, I can't wait to say you gotta tell me that.
Oh man. Yeah.
Stand whole girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat, and don't let them out.
I hog tied her.
Quit playing.
And I want to just tell you how proud I am of you. Sometimes you have to really go with that decision in your gut. And in my gut, I was like, you need to get on the plane. And God told me,
it's time.
And we needed to have a story that had a happy ending.
So they actually got a tape of Diddy busting up Meek Mill. Bro, you gotta be playing. Man, Puffy the real booty warrior, dog.
They actually taped it. Meek Mill's
is gay. Like Puffy.
Man, this shit is getting wild. Is we really going to the Caribbean?
Did they really got to take
it off? I don't give a fuck about him. Period.
So you really going way out there to turn him in? Man, you the pettiest nigga alive, Phil.
I'm not petty. I'm a sophisticated petty.
Man, I appreciate you for letting me smoke this gas on the jet too, family. You want to hit this? No Diddy.
I'm high as a motherfucker, and I ain't even smoking this.
Dream chasers, nigga. I hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy. Real street nigga forever.
God is good. I changed my name to Love. Love is my real name. That's what it says on my driver's license. That's my official name, Love.
Take that. There go Brother Love and Usher right there.
Sean Diddy Combs, you need to come with us. You're under arrest for sex trafficking.
Take that.
Yeah, so if y'all don't know, my man Puffy, he's been wanted. His house has been raided, all that, and
no arrest though.
No arrest, you know. So yeah, I'm kind of thinking. Got me thinking.
Only a couple reasons that Homeland Security comes in, but like when they come in, normally people get arrested. They're not coming in for no reason.
They're not coming for no reason. When they're coming, they're
Homeland Security.
When they're coming, they're taking niggas with them.
Homeland Security.
Homeland.
No arrests.
Homeland Security. Nobody arrested. They even found Diddy's plane.
No arrests.
Hey, question them, everything. No arrest. He's out strolling with his daughters and, you know, living life.
So are these allegations true?
You know, I'm starting to believe that he might know something that we might not know. Or he
something's going on, but it might not be what the people are saying.
Right. Or he's a part of it, but he ain't a part of it. I don't know.
He's a small piece.
He's a small piece. Because at the end of the day, okay, so.
So let the street dealers go all the time to get the kingpin.
Well, right. But at the end of the day, so. What is he really in trouble for? You know what I'm saying?
He's not in trouble.
Well, right. But what are they trying to accuse him of? Sex trafficking?
Sex trafficking.
Okay, so. That's a broad charge for one. And two, like, you only do real sex trafficking if you're like if you're not P. Diddy. I'll say that. If you're not somebody like P. Like, you're P. Diddy. I feel like
sex trafficking is really.
It's a broad.
Really, no,
it's
but,
broad.
But I feel like there's a lot of like high profile people involved in that shit.
Yeah, there is.
So
I'm sure
to say that's not something that he could be involved in.
It's
I don't believe that. I believe at all these high profile people could be involved.
Why do you think nobody's saying anything? It's quiet.
And why is all this shit coming out, but none of the Epstein shit's getting released? Like, I don't understand. Like, if me or you were on trial.
And there's
trial,
bigger niggas' names or, on that list. But I don't know. But we don't know.
If you were involved in any kind of shit like that, all the info's coming public.
It's coming out.
So why does this shit get swept under the rug just because these people are rich? Like, why? Why? Why isn't it public record?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it get sealed? Why is your record sealed and you're cool? Like, we'll just keep this under wraps. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. See, now, because at first.
Why does Robert Kraft get to go into a massage parlor and get massaged back-to-back days an hour away from his crib when they have fucking sex-trafficked women in there and nothing happens to him?
Right.
Except a fine and from the NFL. No legal action. Why is that okay?
Yeah, nothing. You haven't heard nothing about it.
Because the shit, they didn't charge him with anything.
Right, I don't even think he got probation or anything. I don't.
He got pulled over after leaving there, and the cop said, don't go back there. And he went back the next day. And then they got busted. And his name was on the list.
Dog, see, that's why you got to be careful.
And there were no charges.
Dog, see, that's why I'm be scared to be a rich man. Dog, you can't trust nothing.
The other thing that's happening, though, I feel like people can, they'll put up with some shit that is borderline unethical or maybe even unethical for a while the money's coming in. When the money slows down or dries up, then it's like they change their mind now. Mm-hmm. Everything's fucked up.
Because the way I see all this puffy shit, all these people that have everything to say about them, why are they saying this right now? Where was you at when this was all going on?
So if you were a victim of sexual assault,
I'm not even talking.
I can't tell you when.
Right. I'm not even talking about victims.
Tell your story.
I'm not talking about victims. I'm just talking about people that were around.
But all the other
shit. That weren't victims. Yeah. That were witnesses.
Yeah. All the other shit that's happening. Why aren't you saying that? And I understand he's powerful and you're afraid or whatever.
He's still powerful, though. He's still powerful.
Right.
So it's still the same thing.
But it's that mob mentality. As soon as someone comes out, and now everyone wants to band together because there's mm-hmm. strength in numbers. You know what I'm saying?
I know one thing. That little Rod nigga.
But the money dries up. The money dries up. That's a lot of it. The money dries up. You were okay with dealing with it. Even though you didn't like it, even though you thought it was wrong, you were okay with dealing with it when the money was coming in. Why now, when the money dries up, is it a problem? Why wasn't it a problem before? Well, it was a problem. Okay, but why'd you stay? Why'd you keep dealing with it? That's I don't know. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
I didn't even read the whole Lil Rod shit, but
yeah,
but he got a lot of shit. He got to a say. Lot How of long shit. Was he around?
I don't know, bro. It's just weird. But I mean, so
are all these dudes gay?
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. I feel like Puff definitely did some shit, but the shit that I feel like he's really, really guilty of. It's just being a freaky ass nigga, man.
So you think it's more innocent than they're making it?
Yeah. Like
he's just a wild freaky dude.
It's not illegal to have orgies. It's not illegal to get fucked in your butt if that's what you choose on doing. You know what I'm saying? It's not illegal to have your girl getting fucked if you want to watch your girl get fucked by a nigga.
But it's illegal to privately videotape so you can blackmail people later if they run their mouth.
Hey, I guess but that's 50 Cent. But that's the lesser charge. But 50 I'd rather Cent, get charged with that than
50 Cent been talking.
You know what I mean, sex trafficking.
Yeah, true. 50 Cent been talking about Diddy for years.
But dog, but
he
look,
said
because
he tried
he
to take him shopping.
Well, right, but you got my baby's mom tied up in your shit.
But 50 Cent been talking for years.
Right. But because he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got my baby's mom tied in some shit. I'd be going at you hard. You know what I'm saying?
She's trying to accuse 50 of some shit now.
Yeah, because he's trying to take her for custody. They're all going to say that.
And why is that like the thing to do with the women? Why is the gloves always off when it comes to women in court cases with men?
Yeah.
Custody and shit. They'll hit below the belt. They'll lie. They'll make up shit.
No, 50's trying to take her for full custody.
Yeah, so she's...
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So she's I don't know what he did and didn't do. Yeah,
because, bitch, if she's a sex worker, where my fucking kid? And then you trying to put sweat on my name saying that I'm not... I'm only see my kid, this and that.
Well, she said he assaulted her.
They're going to say...
Or something like that.
Then how come you ain't say nothing? You know what I'm saying? How come you ain't
say
nothing?
Well, just like Bill Cosby, why are you allowed to come out 50 years later?
Bro, that shit should be illegal. That shit should be illegal. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying the actions are right. But
that would be like me saying that would be like me saying one of the first females I ever had sex with. That's like me coming out right now as a 38-year-old man saying, "Hey, I had sex
with
this
person." Well, you were a teenager and she was an adult. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it was, I was a young it was teenager.
Wrong. It was wrong.
But that's like me coming out and saying.
But you're not going to say that now.
No, bro.
You're not going to say that now.
That's maybe that's. But I had it as an adult,
think,
too.
But think,
though,
but so think about it. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why your mind is warped the way it is sexually. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why sex is one of the top things in your mind.
Well, it's not one of the top things. Actually, it's really not. I'm just nice at it.
I'm nice at it. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why people. If you're sexually assaulted, I get it's you're ruined. You don't want to tell people the story. You don't want to relive it by telling it out loud.
Well, right.
I get that.
I get all that.
But I just don't.
But I feel like people weaponize this shit.
But I feel like, why do you keep going back to the shit? Now, if you're in a relationship,
people do that too. People are
abused. People are in abusive relationships all the time, and it's hard to leave because you're in love. But like, if you're working with somebody or for somebody, why do you continue to go back to this environment if it's that toxic, that dangerous, and that much shit's happening to you? Because you're okay with it for the paycheck.
And that's what I want to say about some of these people with this with Diddy. So. I don't want to.
I mean, we're there now. We're in the trenches now. You might as well just.
I'll say, okay, let's take Cassie. So, you know, she you know, was with Diddy for years. She was with him for years. And, you know, I feel like at any given point in time, now this is just me, this is my personal opinion, because I feel like this now. I feel like at any given point in time, you can say, okay, and walk away. Some people feel like you can't, but you can.
It's different in a relationship. It's hard.
In a relationship, listen, I do. If it's that bad, I don't care. There's nothing. There's nothing keeping me from anybody. So, like, I don't care. I can walk. Like, if it's that bad, I can walk the fuck away.
Yeah, but if he has control of your whole life and everything around you, because everything, where the money goes, is what is under control.
Then
I mean, there's also stories out there that
you want to be happy or you want to be right.
There's also stories out there that she was cheating with her current baby's dad, and then Diddy stop paying her? Then that's why shit happened.
There's ways to trick. Two things could be right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He probably could have did the shit that he's accused of to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, are you a victim or a participant? You participated.
Yep. To some extent.
You know what I'm saying? If you was a real victim, you wouldn't stand up. You wouldn't take the shit. You know what I'm saying? You would leave. You would do something.
But also think about it like this though. You build up
Kool-Aid.
You build up a tolerance to shit though too. So like, if you drink, the first time you drink, you might get drunk off one drink.
Right.
And then as the years go on, you know, it might take you several drinks to feel a buzz. Smoking weed, same things. Drug, any other drugs, same thing. Pain tolerance.
Right.
You can start, like, Muay Thai fighters, they beat their shins up so they get the microfractures, and then over time, like, they can kick cement, and it's not going to hurt them. They might break their leg, but it's not going to hurt them until they actually break their leg. You build up a tolerance to shit, so you could slowly, gradually start introducing people to shit and make that feel normal, and a little bit further until shit's like, and before you know it, you're in some shit that you were like, how the fuck did, like, I get
here? How did I get here?
Right? So that happens too. And some people are just easily manipulated too. That's another thing. So mm-hmm. like, you can't, if she's a real victim, you can't fault the victim.
Right. I'm not going to fault a victim. I'm not saying that. You know what I mean? Yes, she is a victim.
But maybe we don't know what's really going on.
To a certain extent, that's the whole thing, man. That is the whole thing. If it is ever that bad, you do have a choice. You got that choice. You can get the fuck out of it. I don't care. You can't control me that much. At a certain point, I'm not going to care. What are you going to do?
What else can you do to me?
You know what I'm saying? What are you going
to
do?
Maybe it took her 10 years to be able to do that.
I don't give a fuck. Oh,
I don't know. You don't know what her limit is. Know. What's her limit?
Yeah, you don't know what somebody's
limit is.
So I
can't really speak on that. I can't really speak on, like, why she should or shouldn't leave, because that was a relationship. That's different. Man. That's different. But if you walk into a job and your boss is telling you to do some wild shit, are you going to do it? And he's like, I'll give you a raise if you do it. Nah, I don't want to make $50,000 a year. All right, I'll give you $100,000 a year if you do it. Nah. All right, I'll give you $250,000 a year to do it. Nah. All right, I'll give you $1 million to do it. Like, what's your limit? Some people got a limit and they'll still do that shit. Other people don't. Like, how much is enough to make you do some shit that you wouldn't normally do?
Yeah, man.
You might not have a point where somebody can push you or pay you to make you do some wild shit. Somebody else down the street might.
And that's one thing I always got to take into consideration,
and
because
these predators know how to find victims. They're good at seeking that out.
Right.
Like, just like the Nickelodeon shit. Like, they're good at finding victims.
I want to play another. I want to play an excerpt.
I don't know how to say that shit,
but let me excerpt.
Let me play something.
Puff and Usher did have a situation, and that situation led Usher to the hospital.
Hold on, pause that. This is the bodyguard, right?
This is the bodyguard.
So why is he now talking when you were the bodyguard for all these years and didn't say shit? To me, mm-hmm. he's more wrong than other people
right.
for speaking out. Like, these right. people that are victims not speaking out is all right, what took you so long? But why was he keeping his mouth shut the whole time? Like, your points aren't valid, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care. I really don't care what you got to say at this point. Because you were there the whole time and you let it shit go.
And it
you were cool with go. It. Now you got a problem with it. Why? Because the money fucking dried up.
Mm-hmm.
The bodyguard's talking. Come on, bro.
It's fucked up.
Explain that to y'all. I let Usher tell that story. But how dare you?
Why didn't you protect Usher during the time?
A man that groomed you.
Usher was
you
a
gonna
kid.
Give him a pass. Bro, you know I know.
Let Usher me re- was a kid.
Let me
you
reframe
know?
You right. on something. Kid. Remember Usher? We was at the Swiss Hotel. Puff had Kim in the room. Had one of Keith Sweat's baby mothers in the big room outside the master bedroom. He came outside in his robe. She gave him a fellatio right there. His back was turned to me. She gave him a fellatio. You knocked on the door. I came and opened the door for you. Puff went in the room. You came in the room and kissed that girl dead in her mouth. Mm. Now I'm telling that because you take enough of somebody.
Why is he yelling at Usher when you watched it happen?
Right.
You know, and a lot of more people know.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Yeah, man. That's that.
You said we was there. I watched it happen. And you're going to be mad at another man who doesn't want that story to come out. Who doesn't want people telling that story, bruh.
And then not only that.
For sticking up for Diddy. If he sticks up for Diddy, then his story might not come out.
Right.
Right?
But not only that. You just watched this man get his dick sucked from this chick.
You watched the whole thing.
Right. This man got his dick sucked from this chick. You know what I'm saying? And then when you came in the door and Puff went back in the room and this chick, you was kissing this chick in the mouth. You didn't say nothing?
Yeah, he didn't know. Or no, he watched it.
He watched it.
Did he say Usher watched him?
No, he said Usher was.
I thought he said Usher watched.
No, he was watching Puffy getting his dick sucked from the girl.
So why didn't you say it?
Yeah. And then Usher was at the door. He opened the door and Usher was kissing the chick in the mouth.
And he didn't say nothing.
They ain't say a fucking thing.
A video of him pacing around and he's looking worried.
Diddy had that pace and he had that look in his face that he know something may be wrong. Or they may have something on him. Because they took things out of there. We may not have seen what they took, but they had bags and boxes of stuff that they took out of there.
A simultaneous raid took place at his waterfront estate on Star Island in Miami. Agents were seen loading a van with boxes.
So he knows. He's getting a play-by-play of what's going on.
And you knowing him, do you think it's possible that he might commit suicide?
When you're a narcissist, there's always a possibility because you're suffering. But I don't think that he can see himself in a cage. I don't think he can see himself behind those bars in those type of situations. It's too many real dudes that dislike him. But then again, there's a lot of real dudes that need help.
I can't really listen to anything the bodyguard got to say.
The bodyguard
got to
say.
I mean, it could all be true, but it's like you're the bodyguard. So,
right.
So you watched it all happen and had nothing to say. Now you got everything to say.
He has everything to say. He's talking a lot for clout.
You trying to write your tell all and get paid?
Oh, like, he already did that, bro.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Dog, he was there for it all. He was there for it all, bro. When Biggie died, he seen it all. He was there for everything.
And didn't say a word.
Didn't say a word.
For 20 years, 30 years.
He said if he had to go to court now and testify, he said he would go testify. That's crazy, bro. You're saying it now.
That's like client lawyer privilege to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fucked up out here, man. It's fucked up.
Is that snitching?
Yeah, that's snitching. that's 1,000% snitching. There's no way around that.
So who's? Well, I can't say that.
Yeah, he's snitching.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's bad out here, bro. It's bad. But
we talked about Easter.
Yeah.
I went to my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the first thing my father-in-law said to me was when I got there?
What's that?
He's outside cooking lamb on the grill. I go out on the deck. He's cooking lamb. He said, Jason, good to see you. Happy Easter. He said, did you have fun with Diddy when you were in L.A.? Did you have a chance to spend time with Diddy while you were out there?
The diddler.
I was like, come on. He don't know nothing about nothing.
Diddler.
But he heard that story and he knew I was in LA in November. So he had to crack that joke. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I didn't meet Diddy.
That's funny as hell. Funny as shit. How was that lamb though? Was it good?
It was good, yeah. He marinades it. And yeah, they buy a whole bunch of lamb.
Bro.
I mean, I really only like gyros. Mm. I'm not a huge fan of just like regular lamb.
Listen,
cooked lamb.
Go to Texas Day Brazil and get their lamb.
Well, it's cut like gyro meat, right?
It's no, it's fucking fire.
Okay,
it's fire. I'll try it. It's the best shit I've ever had in my life. It's good. Yeah, you'll fuck with it. So, what you got coming up, Jay?
So right now we just because the Drewski show's out.
Oh, what?
Did you see I'm on there?
No.
Did you see me make a cameo?
I didn't see the shit.
You didn't watch the Drewski show?
No,
Could have been House.
Dog, I didn't know.
Could have been House.
I didn't know it was
Ladies
on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I made an appearance. I mean, I might have only been on there for a half a second, but I'm on there.
He's there.
Yeah, man. So,
trying to help Drewski today.
Did you see me?
Hey, my nigga Jay Tizza is on the Drewski show.
So it could have been House. So because of that,
is that big ass hill you was talking about that you had?
Well, that was we were already there on the property,
right? That shit looked steep.
No, the shit is way worse than that. It's way worse than that. That was the top. We were already like at the house. So that was the top. That was the last like 10 feet.
Damn, what you walking up fucking North Central?
We drove all the way up.
You walking up Central in Cannonsburg and shit?
It's steeper than that.
What?
It was, bro. It was steeper than that.
Dog, I'm not walking up nothing like
that. No, we didn't have to walk up it. We drove up. And they were shuttling people up. But we drove up. They ran out because they moved our cars. Once we got up there, they moved our cars down because there was too many cars
Damn,
up there.
You got to shuttle people in the fucking driveway?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It was a whole production crew.
Oh, well, right, true.
So, hold on. Let me find a picture because I had a picture of the driveway. But anyways, yeah, I was in the Could Have Been House. So because of that, we're about to drop the Crip Mac video, the Twan Green and Crip Mac out in L.A. song. We shot a music video when we were in L.A. We were waiting for the show to come out to drop it. So we're about to drop that. We just did his mic'd up, the mic check. You know how they do the hanging mic.
We did that.
We just did one of those for his song Kobe and Julius. We just shot that last week. It's fire. I'll show you a little bit of behind the scenes for that. We shot it in a church, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. A little different. And then we're about to get ready for 420 because Twan Green enjoys
what's
his 420.
Yeah, what y'all doing for 420?
I mean, I don't partake, but
I'm gonna have to come and show some love.
We got 420. We're about to shoot some content. We might be doing that in Ohio.
Because it's legal.
Well, no, he can't smoke in my studio because I don't partake.
Oh, is it?
so we're gonna shoot a video.
Gotcha.
So we're gonna do it somewhere where he can smoke and still have like. You know, all of our equipment and shit are available. So yeah, we're gonna shoot that 420 video and start dropping. But we are waiting for our show off gang, compadres, to have our meeting on our rollout plan because we're about to do a whole show off gang takeover.
Yo,
and just start dropping records. Jay Hayes, Rick.
My man,
all
Jay,
of them.
Jay Hayes, and, shout out to your brother.
We're about to have a whole rollout. So I don't have a timeline as to when Twan's album's dropping yet, but it's looking like in the fall most likely because we'll do a pretty big build up for it, probably like a 3 to 4 month rollout for that.
Hey, that's a good game plan.
So.
Like football season and shit. You know what I mean? I can see him.
But also, you know, there's it's different now because we're not just doing it on our own now. We have a whole team.
Right.
So, you know, the whole team has to be a cohesive unit. And that's the bottom of the driveway. And then it goes up and turns a corner and gets steeper. So,
wow.
Yeah. That was Oscar De La Hoya's old house that we were at for that. They had boxing gloves painted in the pool and shit. It's dope.
Wow.
Yep. But yeah, so like now that we have a whole team behind us and we're doing this like the industry way, we just got to be a lot more patient. Like we were patient with his last album that we put out. We were going to drop it in February, then we were going to do it in April, and ended up coming out in June. But we had the music done for seven months. We added a couple songs, but you know, we worked on it for a year and a half, and we just were waiting for the right time to do it and waiting for, you know, to have a little bit bigger buzz and a better understanding of how things work. So we were patient, but now we have to be even more patient because we're not in full control. Right. So like Twan, he's the creative director of his own music, but like now he's made the music. So now it's a collective to sort through the music, help formulate the album, come up with the concept and make sure everything fits and, you know, based on his idea and it flows and how are we going to bring it to the masses? Are we going to go overseas? Are we going to stay here for the release? Like, what are we going to like? So there's a lot of moving parts now and we just got to be patient. So I don't call all the shots by myself. We have to bounce ideas off of three or four people now. And if the three or four of us can't say yes together, it don't happen. So, which is dope, but that's it's good. Like, you know, you feel like you're ready, but also like, we could rush it out and we have 100 unreleased songs. All right. 75 unreleased songs right now. Literally recorded in the last year and a half, 75 songs that have not been heard. So we could release 5 albums right now. We could release 8 albums right now. But who's going to hear it if we don't do it the right way? Right. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to be patient. We just got to follow the script and follow people who've done it before and have done it right. We're trying to chart. We're trying to get plaques. We're trying to do all that. So we can continue to do it the way we've done it and see the results we've seen. Or we can follow a real process that's been proven to work and get better results. And that's what we're doing.
And for those of y'all that's out there listening, yo, Twan Green, he's been on the show many a times. You heard his song. His songs always play on the show many, many, many times. Make sure you guys go on to any of your downloadable or streaming platforms and get you your Twan Green. You know what I'm saying? Get that Bae's favorite album. Get those YouTube Beats 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? Get
Twan Green.
Get it all. Get all that Twan Green. You know what I'm saying? Ball out. Twan Green. Make sure you go all streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify. What's that?
Tidal,
YouTube. Yeah, Tidal, YouTube.
Everything.
All that. It's on everything.
Bae's favorite album is crazy. It's more it's like R&B centric. So
I do like
it's
that
a little
one.
Different. It's like a raunchy R&B. It's like a rated R R&B type album with hip hop sprinkled in there. And it's not like his real full style. So you're not getting a full feel of Twan Green, but you also are.
It's his versatility.
That's like that was him finding his voice as a solo artist, cuz a lot of times like he would make music with other people and be in these groups and you know, you kind of got to go with the flow and they all rap, so that's what he did and he could harmonize and stuff, but like he was able to find his voice as a solo artist, and that's where it took him. Mm-hmm. But then from there, like, he's blossomed into something different, and it's about to be, it's, and people say this all the time, but, like, I'm telling you, it's crazy what's happening. Like, you, every week you come here,
oh, every time I
have
I
at
hear
least two,
song.
Three songs, right? You right. come here once a week, usually, and there's, like, 2-3 new songs at least, and it keeps getting better, and it's like, well, what can he do? How can you top that? And it's here. How can you top that?
I still that one song that you let me listen to been on my
the
brain.
Mario.
That should have been the on Mario. My brain.
Yeah.
That and I think that Final Fantasy or something.
Well, that it was a Final Fantasy themed music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that shit was crazy. I don't know. You put that in front of the right audience, that shit is going to go bananas.
Well, that's the thing. I can't say too much, but we're working in other aspects trying to get placements.
Right.
Trying to get placements in other aspects with the team. So, like, that was the idea behind that. That's why we went that route. So we were doing these, like, video game style tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I love that shit because it's a challenge, and I like challenging him because sometimes, like, he makes music so easy. It's nice to be able to just be like, all right, you got to do that. Like, you have to do this because this is the direction we're going. And sometimes, like, if you're an artist out there, like, understand you are the creative genius behind your music, but you also have to be able to be coached and listen and take notes and do what other people tell you to do sometimes, because sometimes that's just the right shit. Sometimes it takes for you to do something outside of your element to allow you to grow. Yeah. Just listen to that. And that's why I fuck with Tuan Green, because he listens and he's coachable. I don't have all the answers, but if I believe in something strong enough, he's going to do it. He's going to be like, all right, I trust you. So, and then he'll do it. So that's why he's different than a lot of other artists.
Yeah, my man is different. Yeah. My man definitely got it. He got the shit.
And you got to be a little bit cocky to be an artist, but he's not so full of himself that he won't take criticism and take direction. But you got to approach him the right way, and he's not going to listen to somebody who hasn't done it already.
Yeah, so, you can't go to him and be an asshole about it.
Right.
You know.
But also, you can say something to him, and he could try it because it's that easy to him, mm-hmm. and he'll do it. So, but yeah, it's crazy. But we got that. We're still working on deals with Astrum Tech, so we're looking for brand ambassadors right now. I got a couple deals in the works for that because I'm now a minority owner of Astrum Tech. A full tech company, laptops, tablets, headphones, specifically headphones. That is where we're focusing our energy right now. Mm-hmm. But we're working on VR headsets. And this shit's crazy. I can't tell you all the details about it yet, but I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I want to put into play. Hopefully this week, but that depends on what you tell me off air. Yeah,
and we're looking for brand ambassadors. So if you got any kind of influence, especially in the music world, but anywhere, if you got any kind of influence and you feel like you could be a good fit, and you could, and you're interested in this tech era, reach out. We can have a conversation, see if it will work on both sides, and if it will, then maybe we can move forward. But we're also looking for people who have really big reach for their own signature lines. So I will be, going around to these sports teams and, professional college level teams and trying to have conversations with their PR departments and their marketing departments to see if we can find a good fit. So, yeah. And this is on a global scale. So this is an international company. And they just opened their office in LA, last month. So, it's pretty major. It's pretty major.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah, there's that.
Let's get to it. Hey, and if if anybody happens to be out there listening to this and you want to holler at my man Jay Tizza about, if you just happen to have your money up and, some connections and you want to be a part and, order some software and, hardware, get at my man Jay Tizza. Hey, what's your email?
BallOutProductionsLLC@gmail.com. BALLOUT Productions LLC at Gmail. So you can hit me up on email. You can hit me up on social media, Instagram, BallOut Productions Co. But yeah, so coming this month, I'm starting my social media run. So I'm going to be doing tutorials on mixing, going to be doing tutorials on video editing. I'm going to be doing master classes on artist development and giving out free game as well. So stay tuned on the social media platforms. It'll be on Instagram. It'll be on YouTube. It's time to be visible. I've been behind the scenes for a lot of years, just trying to, put my artists in the forefront and do a lot of groundwork to have a foundation. And now I have a foundation. I have a support system. I have a team behind us with Show Off Gang, with Empire, with Astrum. So now it's time to really put it out there for the people. I don't say it. I don't talk about the shit I do a lot.
Right.
But you know, my wife always tells me I need to. My team has been telling me I need to, so it's time. I have a lot to offer.
It's time to do it, bro.
I always hold back, but it's time. It's time.
It's time.
Standing on business.
Yeah. I'm standing on business.
Standing on business.
Yeah, man. So that's what my man Jay Tizzle got Drewski. Going on. Shout out to Drewski and the Drewski Show. Shout out to my
Could've
man
Crip Mac. Could have been House. Yeah, Crip Mac,
my man. Crip Mac 55th, cuz.
Free that man.
Free that man. Yeah, free him. And
he showed a lot of love out there, man. Like, as you know, we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
I'm sure
there. We were out there for the experience and make a little music. And he showed a lot of love. He really did. And he came through. So I appreciate that.
Yeah,
shout out Josh YNC to Mayor of DMV. They really put it. It was just a coincidence. They were out there when we were out there. So he hit us up. He made the connections and. You know, he showed a lot of love too. So, and he's really supportive around the city of Pittsburgh. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, the tri-state, you know, tap in with them too, because they always got something going on in the city. So,
you might have to introduce me to him.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm
absolutely.
So I can be tapped in.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying? I could tap a roo.
Absolutely. And just, you know, and we got a lot of shit going on. So go to twangreen.com, sign up to his email list. We got some giveaways coming real soon. We got some merch coming out. Big Ball Out Productions, big Twan Green, big Show Off Gang, big Empire shit coming your way. So we're going to be giving away some merch. We got some hats coming. We got some bracelets like them Lance Armstrong style bracelets, them Livestrong style bracelets. We got shirts coming. We got all kinds of shit on the way, and we're going to be doing giveaways. So stay tuned. Major giveaways. I mean, we might have a PS5 to give away. I don't know.
Hey,
we might.
Might have a nice dinner to give away.
You going to take the dinner?
I'll take the dinner.
Or are you going to take the $500,000?
Did you see the
Rod Wave one? They said,
I'll take the $500,000.
They take the dinner instead of the $500,000 from Rod Wave, and they put the big pizza down, and then like 2 seconds later, he throws an empty box at him. Drinks on the table, he grabs a drink, and he throws an empty bottle at him. He's like, he should have took the $500,000. I saw that shit popped up.
Yeah,
today.
I would have took that $500,000.
I mean, you got to meet him to get the money, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Two birds
you can't have
stem.
A conversation. Then maybe you could pay $20,000 for a conversation.
Yeah.
And still up 480.
Well, I'll pay $20,000 to a motherfucker I'd rather talk to than him.
I'm saying Jay-Z.
Oh, $500,000. Yeah.
I mean, you got this in this industry. You got to pay to play. Like,
and
I'm not
trying
saying,
to tell.
I'm
people.
Not saying you have to pay for everything. I'm not saying it's. If you have money, you're guaranteed to make it. I'm not saying
yeah,
that.
Because money don't
only,
guarantee.
Only money will get you there, but you do have to pay to play for stuff.
It's a tool. Money is a tool. You got to use money as a tool.
Use
money
it wisely.
Money isn't everything, but it's definitely a tool to get you to where you need to go.
Exactly. If you want to.
And if you understand that, then you'll be all right. If you don't understand it and just think that you're going to take a loss, well, you're going to take a loss somewhere else.
Let's look at it like this, okay? Because you're going to take losses in anything that you take a risk in.
Anything.
It's going to happen.
Right.
But if you, let's just say your New Year's resolution is to get fit. What are you going to do? You're going to, one, start eating better, which costs more money.
Mm-hmm.
Two, start taking vitamins and supplements, which costs a lot of money. Three, get a gym membership and possibly get a personal trainer. You've just invested money in trying to get healthy. And guess what? It might not work. So did you take a loss?
Yeah, you might have.
Or did you not take advantage of your situation? That's all I got to say.
Two things could be right at the same time.
That's a little bit of the kind of stuff you're going to get on my social media.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is true.
Real game.
That is true,
I've been sitting back for 3.5 years not saying anything.
For a while.
And just learning. Because sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut and you just got to listen.
You do.
And that's what I've been doing. So, I got a lot to give to people.
Well,
holla at your boy.
I can't wait. You know, and guys, I want to let you know that, you know, sorry for the long gap in between episodes, but it's my fault. You know, I was enjoying myself too much in South Carolina.
Sometimes you got to do that.
And work's been crazy.
We could have done it remote. So if you're ever out and you have time, we mm-hmm. can do it remote.
Yeah.
I'd rather not, but
it's, right. But it's right. Cool. It's an option. Yeah. It's an option. It's definitely an option. I got some things planned for us for this season.
I'm excited. And again, shout out to Pharrell Moe because he's been the brains behind this operation. He's been bringing all the ideas. He's been bringing the topics. He's been really keeping us on track with the script and all that. So, like, shout out to Pharrell Moe. He's been putting in a lot of work for that and, you know, basically by himself. So, you know, thank you for that. I appreciate you for
no
that.
No doubt. But I know come Juneteenth, this Juneteenth, man, hopefully I can secure something nice. Hopefully. I'm hoping. man. Money. That's all I can say is money, motherfucking money.
I like
it's you know, it's all going to a great cause. So hopefully, I just hope it works.
If you can't invest in yourself,
then you're fucking useless. Yeah. like for real. Like I never understood that. Yeah, if you can't invest in yourself, you're fucking useless, kid. Useless. Yeah. Also, this fall, Press Box.
Who's the co-host? How many co-hosts do you have?
So
for the Press Box,
It's going to be me, my man Iron Eyes. I got Kelly Kells, you know, she's going to be, you know, refereeing things. And, you know, I'm going to have a few guest commentators, you know, here and there. They're all going to be different people.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be some sports legends.
But the mainstays are Iron Eyes and Kelly Kell?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, you might have some familiar faces pop up.
Okay.
You know. I won't say who because, you know, I don't want to
jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
he gets busy.
They'll pop up when they pop up. But they said they were down. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's going to be something special. Something I feel like is going to be absolutely fantastic for that time of the year.
I feel like y'all been talking about this for a long time and you were
trying to
make it a part of like everything under the sun,
right?
Like in from the beginning,
right?
So yeah, I'm excited to hear that.
It's just, you know, executing it, and I think I got it to a point to where I can execute it pretty good and keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, like I gotta go see my son plays,
oh, you
know what I'm saying? So like I'm gonna be multitasking.
You can do it during Fetco Zone.
Well, right.
You know, or Saturday wrap up.
Well, no, because I'll probably do it like after my son's game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm already on it anyways. You know what I'm saying? So, but I always watch. While I'm watching his game, I'm watching other games. So I can catch up. So, but yeah, I can't wait to start that. Because we're going to do high school, college, and football. I mean NFL. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you're gonna get a nice little show from us, and I'm actually excited to do it. So check out that this fall.
Press box,
and I don't know, man. Just hope to keep on banging these shows out. And also, if you want to sponsor Inbox Radio. Or you want to run ads, hit me up at PharrellMoe@NBCNewsRadio.com. Again, PharrellMoe@NBCNewsRadio.com. And, you know, we can talk some business.
Talk business.
Yeah. And, you know. It's greatly appreciated. So hit me up. But I think that's all we got for today. You know what I'm saying? But we'll catch you here soon. We'll catch you here real soon, actually. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll holler at you soon.
Peace.
The Inbox.